This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Father Ron Rollheiser, one of the great modern theologians and spiritual writers, in his book called Sacred Fire, explains that over our lifetime, our discipleship is divided up into three basic, areas or sort of components. The first is essential disciple. The second is generative discipleship. And then the last one is radical discipleship. And in those, each of them have their own sort of hallmark or theme. The first one is of you are getting your life together. You're young and he calls this the holy longing, and it actually has a whole book dedicated to it. And that we seek the Lord and we seek meaning for life and we go after that. The second one is that of radical discipleship, which is giving your life away. Is constantly giving away everything that you have. And this is where most parents and grandparents are at. Is they just kind of giving their life to their children. They've already made themselves in the world, now they're giving themselves away. And the last one is this idea of generative. You're passing on beyond generations. It keeps going. There's something that will have an everlasting impact. There's at one point he gives this wonderful metaphor about this radical discipleship and the generative discipleship. Talks about how in our modern world we get consumed to worry about how we curse. And he talks about that cursing is, and he doesn't mean cursing in the sense of a four-letter words now. He said cursing is when we don't speak well of people. And the opposite, he wants to explain blessing, but he explains it by going to the negative. Like when we don't speak well of people, that's really cursing somebody. But he says what we ought to be about is blessing people. And we bless people when we speak well of them. And then actually, the root word for bless in Latin actually means to speak well of. Benedici, to actually speak well of. And that's exactly what God does today for his son Jesus. He says, and actually the better translation is not, this is not my beloved son, it will be, this is my blessed son, with whom I am well pleased. And he says that not only to Christ because this is, but because he is blessing him and offering him to the world. And of course, what does Jesus do? Jesus does this same thing for all of us. And he gives wonderful examples about what it means to bless somebody, to speak well of it. And he gives the example of how when an older lady goes to a younger girl or young lady and says, "Well, you look wonderful. You sounded wonderful. You are, that's amazing. What a wonderful gift you are to our world." And then engage them in about what it is that they have done or who they are. You know, that young lady or that young girl will rise, shoulders will rise up because somebody has spoken well of them. And the same is true of an older man to a younger man. An older man to a boy and say, "Well, aren't you a fine young man the way you've done that? And how polite and you shook your hand very well. I'm really proud of the way you accomplished this or that." Again, that young man will rise up his shoulders and feel wonderful that somebody has recognized him. That somebody thinks well of him. That somebody else speaks well of them. Now, of course, it's not just man to boy or woman to girl, it goes in both directions, in all directions. But how often do we do that? How often do we speak well of somebody and to lift them up? And see, this is what God does constantly for Jesus. And of course, Jesus does it in turn for everyone he meets. He lifts them up, the downtrodden, the broken, the wounded. He lifts them up. He touches them. He raises them up. He says, "You can come to dinner. I'm going to dinner at your house. Come, be touched. I want to heal you." And the constantly lifting people up and having them feel good about things. They're not just good in the sense because somebody has, but actually that they are truly blessed by being in the presence of Christ. And of course, we, as Ron always pointed, we're called to model ourselves after Jesus' discipleship. For that's what we're modeling ourselves, is after his way. And so if he does that, then we are called to bless people by speaking well of them, by lifting them up. How wonderful it is that you sung today. Oh, your voice is beautiful. I love the way you did this or did that. That you encourage them to bless them, to speak well of them. Now, here's the challenge. We can't give what we don't have. Right? We can't speak well of someone else if we don't think good thoughts of people. I'm not even going to notice what you do if I'm not already lifting my mind and heart up to God, and then I find you a blessing in my life. And I will share that blessing with you. We have to be willing to notice what other people are doing. So there lies the challenge. We have to work at this interior reality before we can give it away. Now, Ron Rollheiser illustrates this very colorfully with a Buddhist parable. And it goes something like this. The young soldier, who was young and fit and trim, was walking by and noticed the Buddha was his legs folded up, meditating on the side of the road. And he noticed how fat he was. And so the young soldier says to the Buddha, "You look like a pig." And the Buddha smiled, paused gently, and returned back. He says, "And you look like God." Well, the soldier was taken back and asked, "Why do you think I look like God?" And then the Buddha said, "Well, I sit here all day and I ponder God. And so therefore, what I ponder, I project out onto everything I see. And so I see God in you. I guess you've been pondering something else." We generally project out what we actually have interior. I think we've all had experiences of somebody lashing out with us. It has nothing to do with what we have, but they are angry from something else and it all just spews out. We can't give what we don't have. If we want to give blessings, then we must allow the Lord to say to us, "You are my beloved and blessed son or daughter with whom I am well pleased." And we feel that. And then we allow that love, that blessing, that speaking well of us into our hearts to heal us, to give us consolation. And then we can then pass on that blessing to speak well of others. Well, what an amazing world we would have if all of us would find only blessings to give away and not curses. That we would only speak well of people, not speak ill of people. So maybe that could be one of our new ways for this new year, as we head into a new ordinary time. That this year, that we're gonna allow the Lord to bless us and to say to us, "You are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter, in whom I'm well pleased." And then we are ready to pass that blessing on to others and say to others, "You are my beloved, my blessed son and daughter, with whom I am well pleased." Let us give blessings, not curses.